Hello and welcome. It's our number two. Our number two of the Maller Radio Show, recorded live overnight for your entertainment with limited commercial interruption as we are back at it again here and the defense rests. Well, not so fast. The defense is fighting back against the prosecution in the civil courtroom. Rusty Harden, hell-bent on getting the names of the Deshaun Watson accusers made public. I have a theory why. We'll get into that right now. Hour number two. Give me the names. I want those names. I need those names. Say what? Well,
never heard of them.
Come in the beginning of another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere as we round robin coast to coast, border to border, and beyond on the vast and powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from under the moonlight, camouflaged by the darkness, the Fox Sports Radio studios. Hope all is well with you. So this hour, we'll have the third degree coming up a little bit later. Next hour, Big Ben's lame jokes of the week. All the zingers, one-liners sent in by the joke writers of the Ben Maller Show. So if you're uptight, if you got a stick where the sun don't shine and you're one of those types, it's probably not for you. But if you got a sense of humor and you want to laugh a little bit, it's the best laid plans of mice, men, and random listeners to the overnight show. But our lead this hour comes from the courthouse, specifically the ever-evolving story around Deshaun Watson. Now, we are into a new chapter of the Deshaun Watson story. If you've not been following along, every single day there's new information. I'm fascinated by it. It is going to be one of the great stories of the sporting world, which is not even really a sports story. It's the downfall of Deshaun Watson, or will it be the redemption of Deshaun Watson? We'll find out. Inquiring minds would like to know. So here's the latest. Deshaun Watson's attorney, the legendary Rusty Harden, Deshaun Watson's attorney filing a motion for an emergency hearing. And the attorney asking a judge to rule that the opposing legal counsel, Tony Busby, the lawyer representing the women accusing Deshaun Watson of naughty activity, that Busby has to identify two of the women who filed a lawsuit under the pseudonym Jane Doe. Now, Watson's attorney, Rusty Harden, had to file the motion for hearings on all 22 of the lawsuits. There's 22 of these things. He did that on Thursday because each lawsuit is individual. It's almost like Rusty Harden wants a class action lawsuit. He'd rather have all these cases put together, but there are 22 individual lawsuits. And two were granted by the Harris County District Court. So that means while we are all sleeping, because we work the overnight here, that early in the morning, Rusty Harden will be in court and Busby, I assume, will be there as well. And the judge will decide whether or not to release the names. Now, this is our obligatory Deshaun Watson Maller monologue. If you haven't figured that out by now, bad job by you. All right, so because of all the lawsuits being separate, there's a lot of busybody work involved in this, but it is a very wise strategy by Tony Busby. It's really the only thing you could do because if you have 22 lawsuits, the math on this, that all 22 would be bogus. You can make the argument that some of them are not legitimate, but all of them? All it takes is one. All it takes is one, and as I learned as a kid playing board games, you have your battleship sunk. I sank your battleship. And so that's where we are right now. Now, two of Watson's accusers have put their name on it. That happened the other day. So 20 remain identified as merely Jane Doe. We might get the name of two more today. Now, Watson has denied through his legal counsel any of these allegations being accurate, that there was sexual harassment or sexual abuse. The defense is that this was consensual making whoopee. That, hey, let's do the hanky-panky. You want to do it, I want to do it, we're good. But we're getting close. We're not quite there yet, but we're getting close to the part of the story where the rubber meets the road. So let us discuss the question. What is the legal strategy behind this? Now, I'm not a lawyer. I will play one on the radio. But why is Rusty Harden so hell-bent on getting the names? He wants the names of these women accusing Deshaun Watson to be made public. Why? So I have ulterior motives, pickle jar, and hocus pocus. And we will combine all of this together. Now, number one. Deshaun Watson's hand-picked lawyer does not come cheap. You don't go from just another lawyer, and there's 60,000 lawyers that pass the bar on average every year in the United States. You don't go from just another lawyer to the go-to defense lawyer for the stars, the celebrity class, the athletic class in Texas. If you've got a problem and you need help, who are you going to call? Rusty Harden. That's who you're going to call. This guy gets the big bucks, and he's a cunning legal eagle is what he is. And this was a strategic move, obviously. The ping pong match continues back and forth, back and forth. You're going to get whiplash as you go back and forth. You're going to have a neck injury. Now, Harden is acting like the babe in the woods. And my advice, if you're casually observing this story, is to not be naive. All right? Do not be naive. He is a lot of things, but not gullible. All right? Rusty Harden knows exactly what he's doing here. The defense already has the times and the dates of these alleged incidents. And Harden has access to Deshaun Watson's social media and his phone records. So it's child's play. All you do is connect the dots backwards. You say, all right, who did Deshaun Watson send messages to on Instagram on this particular date back in, you know, February or March, whenever? And then you can connect the name. It's all there. You can go through the phone records, the text messages, unless he deleted it all, and you can still get it. You can't really delete anything on phones or on computers. Now, Rusty Harden has ulterior motives here. Obviously. What are those motives? We can speculate what those motives are. I think we'll do that right now. We'll play the speculation game. So Harden could get a confidentiality agreement, and then he would get the names, but he couldn't release them publicly. He's not trying to do that. And why is he not trying to do that? Because there's something nefarious going on here. Rusty Harden knows that the ante is upped by releasing the names publicly of these women. And he knows that a lot of the work will be done for him by other people. And I'm talking about the Deshaun Watson fanboys. You know the Deshaun Watson fanboys. They will take the baton and they will publicly harass these women. Whether they are legitimate, they have legitimate claims, or they made them up, it doesn't matter. These women are going to be buried by Deshaun Watson fanboys. The meathead football fan, never underestimate the meathead football fan turned keyboard warrior. They will say, we must defend Deshaun Watson. Now, this is not a stretch. This is not hyperbole. We've already seen this happen a couple of days ago. Remember the two women? One of them went on camera. The other did not. There was a letter when her name was released, who went public to say that Deshaun Watson's a creepy guy. Well, they've been pestered and bullied by these cyber thugs that support Deshaun Watson. And Harden is also hoping, as part of this illicit plan, you have to think that he's hoping at least a couple of these accusers, if they get the sense their name is going to go public, will then decide, you know what, I'm going to drop the case. I'm okay being Jane Doe lawsuit number 13, but I don't want my identity out there because I know these losers, these miscreants are going to start badgering me and my family. All right, now the second thing here. So Deshaun Watson is set to lose over $10 million now. It was $8 million. Now it's over $10 million minimum. He is in the pickle jar. He's in the legal pickle jar right now. He was dropped by Nike, Beats by Dre, also HEB, the grocery store chain, dropped him, no longer the brand ambassador. And some companies have yet to formally announce that they have dropped Deshaun Watson, but it is believed all of his partnerships are over. So it's $8 million right off the top, the haircut, $8 million. Now, that does not include all the billable hours for Rusty Harden's law firm. And that is open-ended, unless there was a flat rate, which I doubt Rusty Harden would give a flat rate. So we are talking, I'm going to go out on a limb here and just spitball $2 million in legal fees by the time this is done, and it will likely go higher than that if this is a long, drawn-out process. So then we're up over $10 million. But wait, there's more. That's small potatoes compared to the NFL salary that Deshaun Watson has with the Texans. Does that become an issue where he gets suspended without pay? Well, normally they suspend football players with pay, but if he ends up getting suspended, possible they could take money away from Deshaun Watson. All options are on the table. You have to read the collective bargaining agreement. All right, final point. So Deshaun Watson and his lawyer, well, he won't be there, but his lawyer will be in court today. So Deshaun Watson needs to form his own dream team. Now, OJ had Robert Shapiro, F. Lee Bailey, and the late Johnny Cochran. Deshaun Watson, his dream team should consist of Harry Houdini, David Copperfield, Penn and Teller. Because it is going to take a Houdini act, okay, to make this disappear into thin air. And we have, at this point, a he said, she said situation. Watson has fame on his side. And people are big fans of celebrity and all the trimmings that come with celebrity. He's the big name athlete. But here's the problem. As a star, you're expected to carry yourself a certain way. And there is a digital trail of breadcrumbs that connect him with these random women that you would assume Deshaun Watson, in a person in his stature, would not be hanging out with the hoi polloi of Houston Massage. But apparently he was. And so he can't deny that he didn't contact these women and didn't talk to these women. And there's a long list of back and forth messages to go through. We're talking about a professional athlete who we always hear your body is your temple, especially when you're an athlete. And he's soliciting unlicensed masseuses all over the country, mind you. Most of these women are in Houston, but there's California and Georgia as well. And he's like randomly finding them on the internet. Hey, you're kind of cute. Can I have my glutes rubbed? Now, so he needs here, Deshaun Watson, he needs the big three. Hocus pocus, abracadabra, presto is what he needs. And as far as the argument, which we often hear, you know, it's you're innocent until proven guilty. It's not innocent until proven guilty in the social media age. Now the standard is guilty until you're proven innocent. And even then, even if you are proved innocent, you are still guilty because we're all wired the same way. We're all hard-headed and nobody wants to admit they're wrong about anything. So even if you said this guy's guilty, it's proven not guilty. Well, you're still guilty. Now, ironically, all of this is because, you know, talk about Magic and Houdini and Copperfield, Penn and Teller. Well, the tie-in, all of this is because Deshaun Watson could not keep his magic wand to himself. Bad job by him. Now, since this is a game of chess, what happens next? Now it's up to Tony Busby, depending on what happens with the judge and the ruling that goes down. Here's what I think's Busby's next move. Tony Busby, the lawyer representing the women here that are accusing Watson of being a pervert, Busby's next move is to hold another news conference, get a couple more of the women. Now, you're going with the death by a thousand paper cut strategy here. So you get a couple more of the ladies there to get in front of the camera, and because, you know, they're going to be outed by the court anyway. You hold a news event for the cameras, get the sobbing, get the tears, get the waterworks going there, and you dig a bit of a bigger hole for Deshaun Watson to have to get out of. And so that would be the way this would backfire for Rusty Harden. You want the names? We'll give you the names. In fact, for the next 20 days, every single day, we're going to have a different woman during the week have a news conference to announce that my name is blank and Deshaun Watson did this and this to me. How dare you? Talk about a tinderbox situation in the court of public opinion. And we will see what happens next over the weekend. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show. If you would like to be part, we'll take your calls. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. If you have something to get off your chest, no pressure to call. In fact, if you're a terrible caller, please do not call. You know, we have an immense screening process. People criticize the show and say, oh, you got some really crazy drunk people that call the show. And my rebuttal to that, all right, is imagine the people that don't get on the air. Koopa Loop over there, he's the watchdog. And he's part pit bull, part piranha. He does not allow, you know, the vast majority of people that call up to get on the air.
David.
There's this idea that everyone gets on the show who calls in. That's not true at all. No. We have high standards here. High standards. You have to have a pulse, right? You've got to plausibly be a human being. Those are things that are required. Yeah. All right. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Could we say rock the vote? Rock the vote. We'll get to that, and we will do it next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Listen up, Maller Militia. The Ben Maller Show is the show of the people, by the people, for the people. Join the movement and follow your host on Twitter. He's at Ben Maller. And you can tweet at and follow our executive producer. He is manning the phones. He is the liar, and the menace of the Fox Sports Radio Network. We've got the Coop Scoop on entertainment coming up in the final hour. It is Justin Cooper, and he's at UH Bronco Fan.
Who the heck is Justin Cooper?
Moo.
And all live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Maller to the third degree coming up a little bit later in the hour. Lame jokes next hour. Get your funny bone out. Dust your funny bone out because we're going to have fun. Unless we don't. Chip in the queue says, having high standards for callers, seriously. So do you explain all these how do you explain these self-promoting shows like Marcel in Brooklyn and Cowboy in Windsor? Comedy relief, maybe? How dare you, Chip? How dare you take shots at Cowboy John Brad from Windsor, Ontario, and Marcel in Brooklyn? These guys have a brand, okay? They have a brand they're selling. Matt, the Warrior Raider A's fan, says Houston sports fans are the perfect combination of stupid and crazy that makes the Rusty Harden strategy a brilliant one, Matt says. Let the knuckle-dragging Houston fans do the dirty work and get some of the women to drop their case. Well, that's my theory. That's the Maller theory on what's going on. Just Josh writes in, says, I have not heard the name Rusty used this much since the last time I saw National Lampoon's Vacation. Fair point. Famous Rusties in sports. Was a guy for the Rangers that was an outfielder named Rusty.
What's the guy's Rusty name? Greer?
Yeah, Rusty Greer. There you go. Good Ranger knowledge, Eddie. Good Texas Ranger knowledge on that. But Rusty Greer for the Rangers. Rusty Hilger? Remember him? He was a quarterback.
Sure, for the Raiders, Oklahoma State. Yeah. Rusty Staub, maybe one of the more famous Rusties.
Yeah. Rusties for 800. I think I'm out of Rusties. You got any more Rusties? I'm good.
I don't think I got any more Rusties. Sorry.
Yeah, we've run out of Rusties. There's a Rusty drought. Chris in Des Moines writes and says, I need legal advice. Call the firm Maller, Garcia, Flores, and Cooper at 1-877-996-6369. Now, we don't win your case. You pay nothing. Damn right. Late night drug tester says, with Roberto not working the show tonight, will we get a Weed Man substitute laugh track for lame jokes? Well, if Roberto wants to call up and be the laugh track, he's more than welcome to be the laugh track. I think he's got plans. That's why he's not here. But if he's going to stay up, absolutely. Goatman says, Rusty Harden trying the old discredit the accuser if the names are released. Absolutely. Also, a follow-up to a story we gave you last hour. I was contacted by Fast Eddie, who said, wait a minute, there's a burner account. I'm the real Fast Eddie. And so Fast Eddie says, hold on, clowns, the account I was referencing. He says, hold on, clowns, I'm Fast Eddie Bassman in the queues. Third shifter, carrier dome roofer. So this is a separate Fast Eddie. We got dueling Fast Eddies here. And then Fast Eddie, the Syracuse version, says, does the other Fast Eddie go back to the Ben and Jason Smith show days, day one of Fox Sports Radio with Tony Bruno and Andrew Siciliano? That's a good point. Yeah, Syracuse was one of the first markets that Fox Sports Radio was on in. When we had a soft launch when the network started a million years ago, and we were only on in a few cities, and Syracuse was one of them. Remember Pittsburgh? We were on in Pittsburgh as well. There was a couple of other places that we were on, but they didn't allow us to go anywhere big for a while. And if you've heard the network, you know why. It took us a while to kind of get our legs underneath us. So, absolutely. Let's take some phone calls. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Let's go to Regina in Minnesota. Hello, Regina. Uh-oh. Spin cycle Regina. Apparently not paying attention. All right, we'll put her back on hold there. I'm sure she'll be back later. Probably going over to adjust the washing machine or the dryer. Let's say hello to Sir Scratchoff, the highways and byways of Arkansas. Hello, Sir Scratchoff.
Hey, Mr. Ben, how you doing, buddy?
If I was any better, I'd be one of these 17 Big Macs that you're eating tonight for dinner.
Ben, I want to say something to you, and I want you to listen to me real close.
Uh-oh, here we go.
Put your feet up on the desk there and let me borrow your microphone, because I've been worried about you, Ben. Last couple weeks, I hadn't called in. I just been worried about you and praying for you. It just seemed like the last couple weeks and few months, you've been, I don't know what it is, man. It's just like you've got something on your mind. And every time I go to my mother's house, I get my mouth washed out with soap because I hear all this language on your show. And you've been, I don't know if it's because you lost your father or what it was, buddy, but I worry about you. And you're just a good
fella. So you were bothered you believe that I have become a foul-mouthed human being, that my language has gone down here.
I didn't say that. I just said I'm worried about you. You just seem like you got some stuff on your mind.
Well, there's always stuff on your mind. There's stuff on your mind.
And I just, all these
years. What are you, a shrink? Are you a shrink over here? Are you doing a diagnosis on me right now? Is that what you're doing?
No, I just like you, Ben. I was when something happened to you years ago, I got mad because I wanted you back, you know.
Now, you see, I think you're still upset. The reason I hear that you stopped, the reason you stopped calling the show is because you're still upset because you were outed for calling the Jonas Knox show and trashing our show.
No. I took it up for myself. Hey, but don't get me off track, because I really want to say something to you. The Astros and the Cardinals. Well, you're starting to start on my Cardinals now, and I do want to say, Eddie, thank you for making the score tonight for the Cardinals. And then Chris, it's good to hear you out there, buddy. I listen to him on Friday night. And Justin, it's good to have you back, buddy. I miss you when you ain't on the phone. But besides that, I'm sitting here, man.
Hold on a second. I'm trying to get back. I'm going to go back to the language thing. Are you listening to the podcast? Oh, the podcast is different. The fifth hour, we're allowed to curse. It's only on the podcast format. I don't curse on this show.
Okay, then. Maybe that's just me thinking about
No, I mean,
my,
if you're listening,
food.
No, the fifth hour, you know, I get dragged in by that I can't say what I want to say, snake, Gagon, drags
David
me down
Gaskin.
There.
Yeah, but I want to say something. I want to say something about him.
He's a bad influence.
I would rather hear him on the radio than I would Jason Smith, and I had to listen to 4 hours of Jason, 2 hours of Odd Couple, you guys. And last 2 hours of Clay Travis.
Well, no, listen, you, Jason's. If you like Jason, you can listen. I mean, you're not forced to listen to Jason or me or anyone else. You have you have a button. You can turn the station. There's other stations.
I can't. I like Fox Sports Radio. Okay, I've been doing it almost 17 years. But I want to say one thing too. Also, I want them kind of guys with what I've got behind me, what I've done for a long time. I'd like to put him in a ring and me use my bare hands, and him use boxing gloves, because I'm just not a Jason Smith fan.
Okay. All right. So you would like a steel cage match where we have on one side, we have Sir Scratchoff, and you with your bare hand, maybe some lottery tickets and your bare hands and like a quarter to scratch off. Have you won any money in the lottery, by the way, recently?
I was just going to say that just now, man. I'm sitting here eating my supper, and I'm for some reason, man, I don't know if it's because I made my money for church bigger or what, but the last 2 days I've had some good hits. I've hit $500 bills. Matter of fact, I hit $200 bills just now. I had 2 times 50.
All right. Now you're bragging.
No. I'm just proud of it. Right now, I'm eating some good supper, and I'm listening to you, Ben.
Real
I'm
quick, I don't have a lot of time. We've gone way too much, way too past where we should have gone, too far into this call. But
I appreciate you.
What do you think that Sir Scratchoff had for supper? At what was it? At 2 a.m.
Arkansas.
Yeah.
Five burritos.
Five burritos, Coop says. Eddie, you want in on this?
Three cheeseburgers with fries.
All right. I get the chili cheeseburger thing. I'm going to say a side of ribs with a cup of bacon and some potatoes.
I'll tell you what I had. Chris, you got a guess over there, Chris. You know me.
I want to get on this. Yeah, I'm going to say a Wendy's Asiago Ranch Chicken Club, the side of fries, some extra chicken nuggets. Yourself some Wendy's.
No, I don't eat much Wendy's. I'll tell you what I did have, though. I had me a bunch of cheeseburgers because I like putting my fries on my cheeseburgers.
Eddie wins. Congratulations, Eddie.
I would like to win a cheeseburger if that was possible.
The food picks.
That's very
Pittsburgh of you, by the way. I got to go, Sir Scratchoff, but Pittsburgh
Ben,
of you.
I got to leave you with this right here, buddy.
No, I can't. Thank you.
Here it is. You ready?
Can't get rid of him.
You ready? Here it is, Ben.
Marcel.
No, Ben, this is you right here. Oh, Ben Maller, you left your tears on the jukebox. I believe they got mixed up with Lenny's. You boys lost the other night, buddy. You lost.
You know, I tried to hang up on the button's broken, Eddie. I tried to hang up on him. Didn't work. I guess we ran out of dynamite. I don't know what happened. Sick and tired. I try to hang up on a guy, and I can't get rid of the guy. And then it's like, it's Chuckles the Clown singing.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, I'm John Middlecoff, and I host the 3 and Out podcast. Do you like football? Do you like the NFL? Do you like the NFL draft? Quarterbacks, coaches? Well, I talk about it all on the show. I used to work for Andy Reid as a scout. Now I give you my unfiltered and raw opinions on everything that goes on in the NFL. And you know we're talking college football because of how important the draft is year round. Listen to the 3 and Out podcast with me, John Middlecoff, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ben, congratulations to Mick Cronin.
Thank you.
The USC... Excuse me, UCLA.
Oh, Eddie. Oh, Eddie. That's a bad job by you, Eddie.
I corrected myself.
We'll clean that up in post-production.
Oh, of course we will. UCLA basketball coach getting a 2-year contract extension after, of course, taking the gritty, gutty Bruins all the way to the Final Four.
Yeah. Well, I know a little bit how the UCLA fan works, Eddie, because I used to do post-game Bruin talk in another life long ago.
I didn't know that.
I did. I knew Dodger talk.
I didn't know you did the Bruin
I did some Bruin talk. I was on. I did football, mostly football, a little basketball, but I was on after UCLA famously years ago blew a game at the Orange Bowl against Miami. They would have gone to the championship. Yeah, and that was Edgerrin James ran wild for that. Anyway, the UCLA fan, Eddie. I'm going to give Mick Cronin until like the first high-profile preseason, before league play, loss, before they turn on him, say, it was a fluke last year. Mick Cronin's not our guy.
I could
vomiting.
See that,
yeah.
High standard. High standard there at Westwood. All right, thank you for that, Eddie. It is the Ben Maller Show. We thank you for tuning in. We know you have a lot of options. No good ones, but we're glad you found us, and we thank you for that. So, rock the vote, another story indicating that a future president of the United States is going to come from the sporting world, Dwayne Johnson, a.k.a. The Rock. People want him to run for president.
Never heard of him.
Almost 50% of Americans that were polled said, hey, we're down with The Rock. You can have a tooth fairy as the president. Remember that? That's got to be the worst movie Dwayne Johnson ever did, the tooth fairy, right? Is there anything worse? Wasn't he in a bad Jumanji movie?
No, those made a lot of money, actually, and they made more than one.
He was in that adaptation of that arcade game Rampage.
Was that terrible? I didn't see that.
Was that
horrible?
Bad. It was pretty bad.
Yeah. To me, Tooth Fairy, The Rock as the Tooth Fairy is bad. But the movie studios,
There was one where he played a football player, too. He played a quarterback.
Gridiron something. Gridiron Gang
no,
or something
No,
like
different
that?
One.
No, not that one?
This is like a Disney movie.
Oh. No, but my point is, Eddie, the studios know. I mean, I don't know if it's still the case. Dwayne, you know, is getting up there in age now, but for a while, you could put Dwayne Johnson on walking around doing anything, and you know, women would be lined up to buy a ticket to see his movies. Yeah. He's eye candy, apparently. I don't know. Anyway.
Is your wife a fan?
Yeah, she does actually like Dwayne Johnson.
Okay.
So, I mean, if you get the women, the gay guys, you're good. Oh. That's a big crowd, right? What's wrong with that, Eddie? No? I just thought that sounded odd? Yeah. Anyway. All right, so he's got the
political angle already. I mean, the slogan already lined up. Just smell what the Rock is cooking.
That's perfect, right? And we've seen plenty. Donald Trump was a celebrity. Ronald Reagan, a celebrity. I'm convinced Mark Cuban's going to eventually run. I could see Dwayne Johnson running, not for a while, but 30,000 people were surveyed, and they asked various questions about celebrities. Dwayne Johnson, Matthew McConaughey was on that list, but 46% were down with The Rock to go to D.C., and he has flirted with it. He told GQ a while back that it was a real possibility, and we'll see if that actually is the case. He's 48 now. So, you know, Biden's 78. So he's got 30 years, conceivably, Dwayne Johnson, assuming he's in good health and lives that long and lives a long life, where Dwayne Johnson could run for president over the next 30 years. Who knew?
The bad movie I was referring to was called The Game Plan. It was a Disney movie. He played a quarterback.
Oh. Wasn't he in the Gridiron Gang also?
Yes, he was in that. Yeah. That was
not good, was it? I don't remember that being good.
It was, at least it was a serious movie. It wasn't one of these awful, you know, comedies.
I understand. All right. Very good. It is the Ben Maller Show. We're going to have a Maller to the third degree that is warming up right now. Time for the Insta Trivia. I figured since this guy's in the news, Trevor Bauer, we might as well have a Trevor Bauer-themed question just to trigger the a-hole fans, the Astros, the cheaters of baseball. We're very upset. Gotcha! You cheated! This week, Trevor Bauer became the first Dodger pitcher to strike out 10 or more batters, but also hit two batters and throw a wild pitch since I did it. Again, this week, Trevor Bauer, in an infamous start against the Athletics, a game the Dodgers would lose because Kenley Jansen sucks, Trevor Bauer became the first Dodger pitcher to strike out 10-plus, but also hit two batters and throw a wild pitch since blank. That is the Insta Trivia. Fill in the blank and Maller to the third degree.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Most are unable to lend an ear to the Ben Maller Show all night long, but with podcasting, you can get caught up on unique show moments that you might have missed. The Ben Maller Show podcast is available on iHeart. And wherever you get your podcasts, it's a piece of cake and upsets the corporate guys. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Time now for the Insta Trivia with Maller to the third degree, warming up in the bullpen. So this week, Trevor Bauer becoming the first Dodger pitcher to strike out 10 or more batters, but also hit a couple of batters and throw a wild pitch. Since I did it, since blank, fill in the blank, that is the question. What is the answer? Captain Howdy, you got the first name wrong. You meant to say Tom Candiotti, not John Candiotti. That might be Tom Candiotti's cousin. Tony the Tiger, guessed by Trucker Joe. Chris in Houston says, you're right, Ben. The worst Dwayne Johnson movie was The Tooth Fairy. Thank you for that. Fernando Valenzuela, guessed by Mark Mann, the Bronco fan, although he misspelled that name. Bad job by him. Don Sutton, guessed by Manic Mike. That's his answer. Big Rig Rob from the highways and byways of the Evergreen State checks in with Rick Rushel as his selection. Pedro Martinez from Matt, the Warrior Raider A's fan. That was one of the great trades in Dodger history. Boy, that Delino to Shields. What a pickup that was back in those days. Kerry Wood, guessed by Michael. That's his answer. Alf the Alien Opiner from Springfield, Massachusetts, is going with Rusty Jones as his answer. Rob in Minnesota says Ted Abernathy. Kent Tekulve from Breadman Bill. Who else do we have? Mike Boddicker from Calvin in Davenport. Justin in Cincinnati says it's Michael Rappaport. That is the correct answer. Nice photo you found of Michael Rappaport. Alou in SoCal is going with Yu Darvish is his answer. Rusty Griswold from Travis B, that's his selection. Cowboy Killer, who vanished for a while, but Cowboy Killer's back. I don't know where he went, but he's been back recently. He says Edwin Encarnacion is the correct answer. Our friend Christina in Denver is going with the aforementioned Delino DeShields. Bad job by you. That's a bad job by you. Who else do we have? Fenley Flanders from Just Josh. And Joe in San Antonio says it's got to be Ben Maller. Do you have an answer, Eddie, please?
I do. It's former Dodger legend Pedro Estacio.
Oh, remember the blue glove that Pedro Estacio rocked? It was a good item. No, that's incorrect, Eddie. The correct answer, again, the question. This week, Trevor Bauer becoming the first Dodger pitcher to strike out 10-plus but also hit two batters and throw a wild pitch since blank Don Drysdale. Don Drysdale in 1966. There's a stunner. All right, you know what time it is right now. Here we go. Hit that button right there. That's
it's
right.
Maller.
How about that?
To the third degree. This is when Big Ben gets grilled.
This is a prequel to the coming attractions in the fourth hour, the Coop Scoop on Entertainment. But this is Maller to the third degree. What do we have here, Justin Coop?
Ben, Joel Embiid was talking to the media.
You're all choked up, Koopaloo. Look at this.
Oh, God. Joel Embiid is so inspiring.
I know. It's very emotional. I'm verklempt.
He said earlier in the week when talking to reporters that he wants to be a 90% free throw shooter at some point in his career. Do you think it'll happen?
Yeah, I'm going to bet yes on this. I'm going to be Benny Brightside on this one. I go yes. Embiid right now is shooting around 85% last I checked. So he's been an 80% foul shooter most of his career. That's a very small bump to get to 90% if you're an 80% guy and you're at 85 right now. The bigger concern, though, is the fact that the bug keeps biting Joel Embiid, the injury bug. So you can shoot 90%, but if you're not playing, what good does that do? And B, the thing about foul shooting, it's one of the great things in sports. Like, we all love sports. You're listening to a sports radio show. I'm doing the sports radio show. I love my sport. But foul shooting is one of the very few things in sports that any one of us who's a weekend warrior can do and conceivably do either as well or better than an NBA player. You're standing 15 feet from the basket. Nobody is guarding you. It's all about muscle memory. So, yeah, I think Joel Embiid is a pretty good foul shooter already. I believe he will get to 90%, but will he avoid the injury bug? Next!
So Josh Allen says that he thinks that the franchise tag, quote, isn't great for the team nor the player. And he pointed to Dak Prescott and Kirk Cousins saying they would have been better off getting a deal done a year or two earlier. Do you agree with him?
No, this is a bad take by Josh Allen. Bad job by him. The franchise tag is a wonderful mitzvah. All right, if you play your cards, we talk about this all the time. Dak Prescott, people say, oh, he got hurt. See, there's proof. See, Dak Prescott got hurt. All right, put in your pipe and smoke this, okay? A Dak Prescott proved you can play on the franchise tag, get mangled, have your leg snapped, and still get a mega contract on the other side of the franchise tag. So that is not a good example. Kirk Cousins is a great example of playing the system. He's a 10 to 15 level quarterback, and he's one of the highest paid guys over the last decade in the NFL. NFL players almost universally complain about the franchise tag, and the union, they're the ones that are cool with it. So there's a disconnect there between the players, the rank and file, and the union. And if Fox Sports Radio wants to franchise tag me, I'm good. All right, next.
Ben, DeMar DeRozan is likely heading for free agency. Do you think there's any chance that he returns to San Antonio?
No, the Spurs made a mistake here. Even Charlie in San Antonio knows they should have traded DeMar DeRozan at the deadline. He's not in their long-term plans. He's a one-trick pony. He doesn't play defense, DeMar DeRozan. He's a good offensive player. That's pretty common in the NBA, a little bit better than most offensively. But let's hold off. He's nothing spectacular. He's a notoriously terrible defensive player. And Koopaloop, he's going to be a Laker. Like, he's going, you know he's going to sign with the Lakers in the offseason, take small money. There it is, Maller to the third degree. How did we do?
You passed this edition.
There it is. That's a winner! Whee!